In this election year, you may hear several stories set in Pennsylvania diners. Reporters often end up in booths hoping to take the measure of voters, often white, working-class voters. At Mi Casa Su Casa Cafe in Reading, Pennsylvania, you'll find those folks, but you'll also run into lots of recent arrivals to the city of Latinx heritage as well. As part of Keystone Crossroads' Embedded 2020 series, reporter Miles Bryan offers this profile of a space that's become a landmark of a city in transition.
Iced coffee, she knows how I like it. Splash of cream.
Carmelo La Mantilla stops by Mi Casa Su Casa a lot. His waitress says every day.
She's exaggerating a little bit, but several times a week, yeah.
La Mantilla moved to Reading from New York City in 2012 for a love interest. It didn't work out, but housing was cheap, so he stuck around. He says the cafe is a big part of how he came to feel rooted in the city.
Mi Casa Su Casa, that pretty much explains it all. That means, you know, my house is your house, and you pretty much feel at home here.
You hear that from a lot of the regulars here, and there are a lot of regulars. City workers grabbing a coffee and some empanadas on break, high school kids drinking soda and clowning around, or Anthony Orozco reading a book of poetry at the counter. Orozco is a former Latino beat reporter for the Reading Eagle newspaper, located right across the street.
Mi Casa Su Casa is sort of a hub of Reading. When I was reporting for the Reading Eagle and I was having a slow week, I would just pop into here and undoubtedly find a story, find somebody talking about something or hear the scuttlebutt or the gossip.
Reading used to be an industrial town dominated by the white working class. Nowadays, it's mostly Latinx people, many of whom are transplants from the New York area. But come here on a Saturday morning, and there's a good chance you'll find old and new Reading seated next to each other. There's one big reason for that, and it's not the food.
Johanny
Cepeda Freitas, co-owner of Mi Casa Su Casa.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, our restaurant is like a 411 stop. So when people are talking about their experiences, I try to let them know where things are. And I'll say, here, let me connect you. Here, you should call here. Or get involved there. Or there's a church around your corner. Go visit, you know, so that they can start feeling a part of home.
Cepeda Freitas is a bubbling fountain of energy, rushing from the kitchen to the counter to the tables. She knows everyone who comes in, and everyone wants to say hello. It's been like this for years, but Cepeda Freitas has been in even more demand since she took a seat on Reading City Council last year. Now she can't make it more than a couple of minutes without someone wanting to bend her ear.
Wait. Hola, Nelton, ¿cómo tú estás? Bien, gracias, Dios. Adelante.
Local businessman Richard Schwetz stops here daily. It's more pleasant than City Hall.
And anytime I have an issue or a concern of any sorts, whether it's the sidewalk on South Fifth Street or whether it's the heroin addicts hanging all over South 6th, I can come inside this shop, and I know if I can't find a person to speak about it, I'll find somebody that knows who I got to talk to.
Schwetz lives just outside of Reading. Unlike most people here, he's a diehard Trump fan. But Schwetz says hanging out in the cafe has actually led him to change his mind on occasion, like when the Trump administration wanted to put a citizenship question on the census.
Honestly, I was determined on the fact that if you're a citizen of this country, then you should be filling out that citizenship question. And then to hear from the other end of it, what happens if I fill out that citizenship question? Do we get kicked out? Do we lose our benefits? Can we no longer afford to live in this country anymore? That really had me stop for a second and think, like, wow, what am I pushing for here?
Cepeda Freitas encourages this kind of conversation. She fell into the cafe in 2007 after leaving New York City and a job at a nonprofit. She says her interest in politics was sparked by living in Reading through the Great Recession. In 2011, Reading was labeled the poorest city in America.
I said, gosh, if I'm struggling and I am educated, professional, I speak, I understand the language, how are my neighbors doing? The ones that don't speak a lick of English. Are they complaining or do they know how to complain? And so that's why I had to step up.
Cepeda Freitas was elected to a seat on city council last November alongside Eddie Moran, now Reading's first Latinx mayor. Now Cepeda Freitas says she wants to use her office to bring that sense of community, that sense that Reading is home, that she's cultivated at Mi Casa Su Casa to her constituents, block by block.
I want to create some type of block captain program. Then they're going to be responsible to making sure that on their block, everyone is registered to vote. And, you know, making them understand that they are very much a part of the same table. Own up, be involved, you know, and make it home.
From Mi Casa Su Casa, I'm Miles Bryan for Keystone Crossroads.
Keystone Crossroads Embedded 2020 Project is election year coverage that puts people rather than politicians at the center.